Actor Jeffrey Thorne attacks Candace Owens, "They will never think of you as anything but an obedient nearer." By Alana Mastrangelo on April 13, 2019. Actor Jeffrey Thorne told Turning Point USA's communications director Candace Owens that conservatives will never accept her, adding they will never think of you as anything but an obedient nigger. Without question, it is more difficult today to come out as a conservative than it is to come out as gay. Conservatives today are treated with the same social stigma as gays were in the 80s, said Owens in her initial tweet, Sunday on the hashtag Candace Owens Show, at Rob Smith Online and I Discuss. They will never accept you. They will never think of sick, you as anything but an obedient nigger, said the actor in response to Owens, you will never be one of them. They see you as a trained animal that does the right tricks. One can only pray you never realize because, if you do, what's left of your soul will crack. Jeffrey Thorne locked his Twitter account after tweeting at Owens. Jeffrey Thorne, an actor who is perhaps best known for his long-running role as Sergeant Wilson Sweet on the classic TV show In the Heat of the Night, tweeted at Owens as a response to one of her recent tweets announcing the details involving an upcoming episode of her show with Pragaroo. Owens said that she would be joined by a fellow black conservative and Turning Point USA contributor Rob Smith, to discuss what it is like being both gay and conservative. Smith is gay. Just curious as to what Twitter's policy is for hate speech and more importantly, blue check mark verification, said Owens in reaction to Thorne, anybody know? Rob Smith spoke to Breitbart News, responding to Thorne, and explained why it seems black conservatives are oftentimes subjected to this type of hateful rhetoric, and what it means for other black conservatives observing this behavior, who do not yet feel comfortable expressing their views publicly. I think liberals of all colors have been conditioned to police the thoughts of black conservatives and use dehumanizing language towards us by the same phony leaders who sell them nothing but victimhood and fear to line their own pockets, said Smith to Breitbart News. Every time someone in the closet about their political views sees a black conservative smeared like that, they retreat further in, and the cycle continues to perpetuate the lie that all black people think monolithically. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.